Let's go to work.
The weather may have forced us inside, but that didn't lower the intensity level any, as we are now in game mode, that first preseason game, just a few days away. Welcome into the UC Health Training Center, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. Steve Atwater and Andrew Mason will be along in just a bit, but this is Broncos Training Camp Daily, and Phil, the weather did catch up to us a little bit, forced indoors, but the big news, the depth chart being released, and at that top QB spot, an or, Simeon and or Lynch.
Yeah, when that depth chart came out, I know everybody's eyes went straight to the quarterback position. Who is ahead? No answers just yet. But we heard some news today after practice from head coach Vance Joseph, said that Trevor Siemian will start this Thursday against the Chicago Bears. But that wasn't the only news. He said the next week against the 49ers, it'll be Paxton Lynch's turn. So I don't think the Broncos are ready to announce who their starting quarterback is going to be. And I don't think that we'll know until we see some reps and some live game action against a different opponent.
Yeah, Coach Joseph said today, this quarterback competition is even, and that's not going to change going forward.
Well, he's been first out all spring and all training camp. You know, I think Trevor's earned that much, you know, to be the first guy out. That's been our deal, right? One day Trevor plays, the next day Paxton plays, and in between practice day would rotate drills. So the following week versus San Fran, Paxton will start.
So Lynch and Siemian, obviously the names that everybody was looking for, but some other names that caught your eye.
Yeah, I think that Vance Joseph's probably sick of answering that question.
I know.
But it's what everybody wants to know. But elsewhere on the depth chart, one thing I noticed was that Brendan Langley was listed ahead of Lorenzo Doss. Of course, as you've seen on this show, Doss has been all around the ball all camp long, so I thought it was interesting that Brendan Langley was ahead of him. The other thing that we noticed, and I know that we'll talk about this later on in the show with Andrew Mason, is that Garrett Bowles, the first round pick, is the starter right now at the left tackle position. I wouldn't read too much into just the first depth chart because the NFL makes them release this thing, but it is interesting because it is a ranking.
One of those guys that we saw on a top line was return specialist Isaiah McKenzie. But McKenzie thinks, you know, it's nice to have your name at the top, but he's just worried about that 53-man roster.
Well, that's my first goal, was to make the team. And I tell everybody that when I got here, you know, being drafted in the fifth round is not easy. But, you know, yeah, I got to come out here every day and do my job as well, just like everybody else. But, you know, I come out here every day and I run fast and I play fast, catch the ball and do my job. So I just, you know, I feel like I fit in. So I'm going to keep doing it.
So Isaiah McKenzie, a starter after a full week of practice. Things change, though, on Thursday, don't they, Phil, when you get to Chicago?
Yeah, I think that the coaching staff really likes Isaiah McKenzie, naming him a starter last week, really ahead of this depth chart coming out. So I do think the Broncos really like him, not just as a returner, but also in the offensive scheme, just because he's so fast. But, yeah, like you mentioned, this week things change, a little ramp up a little bit. You know, one thing that we see in practice a lot is when the offense gets to the line of scrimmage, if there's some confusion or anything like that, the coaches will just stop practice and say, do some teaching. That's not going to be happening on Thursday night. It's going to be live bullets, and you'll get a better sense of what these guys can do when it's when the lights are on and you're facing a different opponent and everybody's fighting for jobs.
Yeah, as we found out after practice, whether you're a rookie or a multi-year vet, everybody has something to prove this Thursday.
Just being consistent. I'm not really worried. You know, it's just another game. You're going into the battle with your brothers. You know, this is my first NFL game, so, you know, definitely I'm going to have the hype behind me. But I just got to continue to, you know, keep my poise and just know that my guys are going to be to the left and right of me and just continue to work hard and, you know, take every snap that it's my last play.
That I can make big plays. And, you know, being small, you know, I can make big plays in every area of the game. So special teams, offense, every area of the game.
Just showing the coaches that, you know, I can still create separation, be consistent in catching the ball and making big plays, and then obviously special teams.
Back now with our Broncos insider, Steve Atwater. And, Steve, you know a little something about those first preseason game jitters. What was it like for you heading into that game?
Well, I can imagine I was quite nervous going into the first game as an NFL player. Having made the team, I remember vividly my first tackle that I made. It was kind of a bone-jarring tackle on the running back for the Rams at the time, and it really was a big relief to get that first tackle under my belt.
Well, we're going to go to the A-list right now. This is Atwater's A-list, the best players from today's practice. Things moved indoors, Steve, so a little bit of a different look, but your first offensive A-lister, a guy who's looking for a roster spot and looking to prove something this week.
Yes, on my A-list today we have Juwan Thompson. He's a fourth-year running back. Juwan really has shown flashes throughout camp, and he's been running really hard, has a low center of gravity, and has really quick feet. Again, he could have been on the A-list some of the other days, but today he really stood out to me.
Another guy, a young guy on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to the secondary, your area of expertise.
Yes, we got on the defensive side of the ball, we have Dante Barnett. He's a safety. He's a rookie out of Kansas State. He got a nice interception for a touchdown, and when he was coming up on the run to fill the hole, he stopped a couple of guys right at the line of scrimmage, and that was really impressive.
To hear more from Steve on the radio every single day, 1 to 3, Orange and Blue 760. That's all week long, 1 to 3, and on the iHeartRadio app. From one Broncos insider to the next, we bring on our own Andrew Mason. And Mace, this is like Christmas for you. The depth chart is released. And an interesting name that we see at the number one spot on left tackle, Garrett Bowles.
Interesting, but not really a surprise when you consider the fact that you've had Tyson Brailoe splitting reps with Garrett Bowles, and you've had Donald Stevenson splitting reps with Garrett Bowles. But Bowles has been the constant, at least getting 50% of the reps at left tackle with the first team from minicamp through now. And Vance Joseph said, hey, he wanted Garrett Bowles to earn that first team nod. He thinks he's done it. But that being said, it's not a guarantee that he's going to be atop the depth chart come week one against the Chargers. He wants him to keep earning it. But certainly a very good sign for Garrett Bowles that he's atop the depth chart right now, not with that little or designation. He's the man right now.
Most rookies would enjoy seeing their name atop that depth chart, but Bowles says that's a position he's got to earn every single day.
I didn't even know it was on there, but it's not on there yet. I have four preseason games to earn my spot, so I'm just going to continue to work hard every single day. I got Ty Sombrero and Don pushing me every single day. So until it's official on week one, then that doesn't faze me. I just continue to work every single day.
So Garrett Bowles, laser-focused, it looks like, Mace, from that interview. I will say, though, this Thursday is going to tell us a lot about that entire offensive line and that depth chart. This Chicago game is going to mean a lot.
It'll mean a lot. Now, I don't think it means you'll necessarily see some shuffling when you get to next week on the depth chart itself, but certainly there's going to be the chance for some guys to play their way up and down in terms of where they could end up when week one and when that final cut a few days before week one arrives. Because look, you know, some guys, as they say, they're gamers. They're going to show more when the lights go on than in practice. And then maybe some guys who've done well in practice, it might not translate to the game. So it's a chance to get a different look at guys. And, you know, maybe they're going to show some more than they have in practice.
Mace is always number one on our depth chart. If you want to hear more from Mace, though, 3 to 7 on Orange and Blue Radio. That's 760 on your AM dial and the iHeart Radio app. Back now with a couple of road-weary travelers. You guys were in Canton, Ohio this past weekend. Steve, I know for you, very busy day. You were here for Saturday's scrimmage, then flew to Canton, Ohio. Were there for Terrell Davis's induction. What was your biggest takeaway from the weekend?
Well, my biggest takeaway is there were a lot of people there to support Terrell Davis from the organization, fans from here in Colorado and around the world. But one of my most awesome moments was right before Terrell gave his induction speech, the number of people who we've played with over the years, we all kind of got together, and it felt like a family reunion right there in Canton.
My favorite moment was before things got started. Steve and I, we were doing a little report, and all of a sudden the national anthem got going. Steve looked at me like, are we supposed to be doing this? That was probably my favorite. No, it was really cool to get the fifth Denver Bronco headed into the Hall of Fame. What a cool weekend. My favorite moment was Friday night when they got the gold jackets, just to see TD put that thing on, and he said he saw his family, and it was really an emotional time. But it was also cool to see TD stump for Mr. B a little bit. He said that Mr. B needs to be in there next. And then another Hall of Famer, Kenny Easley, in his speech mentioned this guy, Steve Atwater.
Absolutely.
He needs to be in there next. And we were talking after everything was done. Shannon Sharp was there. We were talking to him. He said both those guys need to be in the Hall of Fame. So We might be right back in Canton next year.
Hopefully we make multiple trips to Canton, that's Ohio, right, in the coming years. But for now, we say goodbye. For Steve Atwater, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you for watching Broncos Training Camp Daily. We leave you now with the best of Mic'd Up from this weekend. Vaughn Miller on the field cracking jokes, and he's got a couple of dance moves as well.
What is the crowd talking about? What are they talking about? Hold on. Hey, we gotta do that before third down, so it needs to be. Hey guys, let's go. It's just another day in the lab. Everybody relax, read your keys, and go out there and make plays. I'll get you some fresh tags. The running back, so, you know, if the running back see you go inside, mm-hmm, he supposed to release. I swim inside. They don't want no pressure. They don't want to test them. They don't want Philly Whale and Big Von. They don't want to shine like the sun. They want number two. We number one. That's Young and Rose. Call them 2-9. I got 2-9s on each side. I'm ready to let them both ride. Out of style, me and my boys wild like 2-1.
See, you hit a bass. You got to see, now listen. You got to know. See, you're like, what is that? They make you hear the music way different. Huh? Yeah.
B-Mac. Hey, B-Mac, let's go, baby. I told you about going up to that school and acting a fool. They had one of your teachers call me again. Watch what I do when I come up there. Watch what I do when I come up there.
Every time you come home, let me see your daily sheet. And if you got homework on there, you doing it. I'm going to sit right there with you. There you go.
I got him up.
Yeah.